With fingers suddenly strengthened into the power of iron, she swung herself down by briar and broom. And heather and dwarf birch. There a loosened stone leaped over a ledge, and no sound was heard, so far down was its fall. There the shingle rattled down the rocks, and she hesitated not to follow. Her feet bounded against the huge stone that stopped them, but she felt no pain. Her body was callous as the cliff. Sleep as the upright wall of a house was now the face of the precipice. But it was matted with ivy, centuries old, long ago dead, and without a single green leaf, but with thousands of arm-thick stems, petrified into the rock and covering it as with a trellis. She bound her baby to her neck, and with hands and feet clung to that fearful ladder. Turning round her head and looking down, lo, the whole population of the parish, so great was their multitude, on their knees, and hush, the voice of psalms, a hymn, breathing the spirit of one united prayer. Sad and solemn was the strain, but nothing dirge-like, breathing not of death, but of deliverance. And unseen hands seemed fastened her fingers to the ribs of the ivy, and, in sudden inspiration, believing that her life was to be saved, she became almost as fearless as if she had been changed into a winged creature. Again her feet touched stones and earth. The psalm was hushed, but a tremulous, sobbing voice was close beside her, and lo, a she-goat, with two little kids, at her feet. Wild heights, thought she, do these creatures climb, but the dam will lead down her kids by the easiest paths. For oh, even in the brute creatures, what is the power of a mother's love? And turning her head, she kissed her sleeping baby, and for the first time she wept.